the zoning ordinance is what people can do with their land. And so for, you know, the last 50, 75 years in Sioux Falls, people know what they can do with their land, where a house can go, where an office building goes, where commercial development goes. And then you get down into really that minutia is, what's the lighting standards, how much parking you have, how much landscaping, and that's all zoning, is the standards that you have for your property. Over the last 4 years, we've worked with the citizens of Sioux Falls to try to update the code from what we had in 1983 to try to get more appropriate to what we have today in 2013.
What are some of the updates and some of the things that needed to be looked at again?
Sure. You know, what the citizens really told us over these last 4 years is they said, it's very complicated. Couldn't you make it easier? And we're like, yeah, let's look at that. They wanted to understand why they had to go to so many meetings to make a decision. They said, let's make zoning matter. If we don't like something, can't we just say no and be done? Or if we like it, just say yes and be done. So we put in the ordinance that the zoning would make the final decision, and we wouldn't extend the process for those property owners for or against in conditional uses. So that was one big issue. Second thing they did is they said they want to be consistent and reliable. They said, don't change the rules as we go. Over the last 15, 20 years, there's been some issues where they said, sometimes we go and we get one decision. The next time you go and you get a different decision. They said, make it consistent and predictable so that we don't have these things come up.
The third issue
we really heard from the neighbors was they said, why can't residential just be residential? And in the old code, in a residential zoning district, you could have a lot of different things going into a residential zoning district. And the neighbors didn't like that. So we made residential just residential.
It's 11 minutes past 8, clear and 38. Jeff Schmidt joins us. He's the chief planning official for Sioux Falls. And we're talking about the Shape Places ordinance. This is something that's been in the works for a long time.
Yes, it has. Yes. You know, we really started back in 2007 with the comprehensive plan to try to lay out how the city should be developed. We adopted that in December of 2009, and it started setting the groundwork for what the laws should be. And then so in 2010, we started working on the zoning ordinance, and then again, it just went to City Council in March of 2013.
Let's talk about the reaction. As I was just mentioning, this now has been referred to a vote of the public, and people will have a chance to weigh in on this. The big concern seems to be surrounding this Walmart over in Southern Sioux Falls, that people are concerned that a large commercial business like that can be built right next to single-family residential. What's your response to that, Jeff?
I understand that concern, but again, from our standpoint and staff standpoint, it's not right next to single-family. We're at 85th in Minnesota, and for most people in Sioux Falls, 85th in Minnesota is two large streets. And it's not on the corner where single-family houses is. The Walmart's proposed to go on the south side of 85th Street, whereas the single-family houses are on the north side of 85th Street. Then what we really tried to do with the plans is what needs to be in between those two types of developments, and that was all, again, laid out in the proposals.
There's also a feeling that the public is going to have less input here, that somehow they won't be able to weigh in on the process as much. What's your response to that?
It's a perception issue, and, you know, it gets down to that conditional use. In the past, we were told by the public, why do we have to come out to these conditional use meetings when it shouldn't really be a conditional use? We want to make the decision at the zoning. We should either approve or deny the zoning and don't extend it on us as the neighbors to have to come out to a conditional use and delay the inevitable. If the neighbors are opposed to it, they should deny the zoning and don't push us off. And, you know, the flip side of that is they would always be told, oh, it's okay, just approve the zoning, we'll take care of it, the conditional use. And the neighbors got so frustrated with that, they'd say, no, quit pushing us off to a conditional use. If we don't want it there, can't we just make zoning matter and say, no, this should not be commercial, let's just deny the commercial. So that's what we put in the ordinance. If there's a group of citizens out there that don't think 85th in Minnesota shouldn't be commercial, then just deny the commercial. Don't approve commercial and then say, yeah, we'll take care of it later at the conditional use. That just pushes the inevitable.
I follow what you're saying. You're saying the input is still there. It's just earlier in the process, and we're shortening the process overall.
Correct, and we're trying to make it really where it's most appropriate. If they don't believe that it should be commercial, then let's just decide that. Don't make these people continue to come to public meetings and then get to the end and go, okay, now here's at this conditional use, what the neighbors are making a statement. That's a valid statement saying, let's just do it at the conditional use. But then they get to the conditional use and we go, motion to approve, and they go, well, wait, we didn't even get a say at the conditional use because you guys already made up your mind. We're like, well, conditional uses are allowed uses with conditions. It's not something that you can really, by state law, deny. Conditional uses are allowed with conditions. You can approve or deny zoning, but not conditional uses. And the public, again, you're correct throughout this whole process, are trying to get caught up to how this process works.
So as far then, let's talk specifically about that Walmart then.
Okay.
As far as the zoning there, is it too late for people to have an impact on that process? I mean, you know, I think the feeling of some is that this is it's a done deal.
No, it's not too late. The process previous to April was Walmart was going through a process, or actually the property owners were going through a process of rezoning that corner from agricultural to commercial. At this point, that's been put on the table because they can't go forward with Shape Places, as well as anybody else in Sioux Falls can't go forward with Shape Places. Now, that property owner at 85th in Minnesota will come forward with a new proposal to rezone the 85th in Minnesota corner from agricultural to commercial. There'll still be a public hearing process. The neighbor should be involved and active to say, is it appropriate to be commercial or not? Once that decision's made, both parties get to move it forward to city council. Both parties get to decide then, is this an appropriate corner for commercial? That's where we think it should stop. Make that decision. The neighbors are really saying now publicly, but we don't want it to stop there. We want it to go to commercial and then go to a conditional use and then decide what kind of trees there should be and what type of lighting and how much parking. That's fine, but it just, for a lot of people, they go, why? We just didn't want it to be commercial. Well, then that's where the decision should have ended.
Kello News Time is 8:17. Jeff Schmidt is on the line with us. He's the chief planning and zoning official for Sioux Falls. There's a balance here between allowing public officials and city officials here to do the work that we hire them for, and the public weighing in. Certainly the public has a role in weighing in on, you know, zoning uses. At what point, you know, you were talking about the public weighing in on how many trees and so on. What's a reasonable public involvement in some of these big projects, Jeff?
That is a great question, you know, because a lot of times, what do you and I say, you know, that finger that points has four fingers that points back at you. It's property rights for people. And everybody always says, I want them to plant these trees. And I go, you know, when that finger gets pointed, it really has to get pointed back at you. Do we get to go to everybody's property and say, we want this color of shingle on your house and this much brick work? Somebody has to at some point just say they have a right to build on that property and let them go forward. I don't know what that gray line is, but we tried to draw it and say, if it should be zoned single-family houses, let them build single-family houses. If it's zoned commercial, then they should be able to zone commercial and build commercial. After a while, you start saying, why are people telling me what they can do with my property? And that's a good question to ask, but it's not just for 85th in Minnesota. It's for every corner in every part of Sioux Falls, and I think we're missing that message here.
One of the things that concerns me is, you know, I follow events fairly closely, but I look at something like Shape Places, and it's getting into details about zoning and zoning laws, and I'll be honest with you, I get to a I feel like my head is swimming a little bit when you start getting into the, you know, the details of some of these things. Generally, I understand, but to understand the details of this, to understand what the impact of this is going to be, and I don't know if you're comfortable, honestly, in answering this, but what are your thoughts on something like this being referred to a vote of the public? I mean, this is something, like you said, has been years in the making. There's a lot of things and a lot of impact that this has. Should the public be voting on the Safe Places ordinance?
You're asking great questions, Greg. You know, we had 60 public meetings on this. In general, how much citizen involvement do you need to have to make a law come into effect? They have a right to bring it to a referendum vote. We understand that. But at some point, you know, through any laws, at some point you do need to rely upon the experts and the city officials that you have. You have planning commissioners and city council members to look out for your city to say, this is correct. If at some point we decide, no, every line item in the ordinance has to be reviewed by every city official or citizen out there, I don't know if you're ever going to get that, Greg, because you don't have time. Greg Belfridge doesn't have time to read every line of code that we do. But you go, yeah, we understand that they're going to take care of things and city council is going to make the right decision. If you don't think so, then we really have to change the way we do democracy. But right now you're saying 60 public meetings, going through the public process through Planning Commission, City Council. Let's move forward and get this issue addressed.
Jeff, for people who want more information on Safe Places, who maybe want to take a look at the ordinance, what can they do?
Sure. The ordinance has been online since October of 2012, so it's been out there for 6 months. We've done, again, these 60 meetings. We'll go back out. We've done civic organizations. We've done speaking engagements. We've done schools. I do junior achievement. You know, we're out there. Anytime that they would like to come in and talk to us, we would love to talk about it. But it has to be in context also. You can't just say, can we just change that person's property and make them do something and not consider that it has to be for everybody in Sioux Falls. If people go, I want houses to be brick, that includes you and I's house too, not just I want that person's house to be brick.